Breakfast Lunch, Al's brother, still riding solo. Julie will be back tomorrow, though, we hope. But joining me now here for the final block, we're bringing in the closer. My guy, Brian Hayes, host of Overdrive. You can hear him later today, 4 to 7 p.m. on TSN 1050. Hazy B, you like me bringing you in to Mariano Rivera or what?
Oh, I love it, Al's brother, because I'm feeling very good today for multiple reasons. One, the Leafs are on maybe the best heater they've been on in 20 years, 25 years. They are absolutely rocking right now. And we have ourselves a ball game tonight. And Team Al Dog is making the pick. And that always makes me excited when you guys are on the clock. Cowboys laying 6. It's a big number. It's moving north.
It's creeping north.
It's going north. There's a mystery picker that is going to be an option for the O-Dog, so I can't wait for the show this afternoon. It's going to be a fun one.
I will have you know, and this could put some fear into your soul here, Mr. Brian Hayes. Mm-hmm. I went 4-for-4 on my hockey picks yesterday. Took the Leafs money line, took the over, Matthews and Kadri prop bet to score. They all hit. So,
wow.
Am I on a heater?
Yeah, that's one hell of a parlay, Al's brother, because you hit that on multiple fronts. I mean, you could have had multiple goals from both players. And there you go. Hockey, I've seen the board up, man. I've seen Joe from the Bridge putting your picks up on the board before the show for whatever reason. And I know you're picking winners in other sports. The NFL, I keep saying this, it's just a matter of time before the roller coaster goes over the top, and it's downhill for me. And fun times and good times for you and the O-Dog. So I know it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
Well, let's hope. And the time is now for the Maple Leafs, though, because they are just killing it right now. They've won 15 of the last 17 games, currently top spot in the NHL. Has the core of this group ever looked better in their time in Toronto? And what exactly is it about this team right now, the way that they're rolling, the way that they're gelling, that just seems different?
Well, I think what makes it obvious is that they're obviously starting to score a lot more goals than they were earlier in the year. They clearly had some sort of a moment, whether it was self-inflicted, whether it came from the coaching staff, came from management, that kicked them in the ass effectively and said, you guys are sleepwalking here. And that's what they were doing. The first handful of games of the season, they really were not performing well. We know the whole dress code thing, management threw them a bone, and then they took it away from them because they were playing so poorly. I mean, Tavares effectively admitted that yesterday, that they were basically treated like children. Like, you want to play like this? No suit for you and no street clothes for you. Throw a suit on, let's get cooking here. And ever since that game in Chicago, that's exactly what they've done. They're one of the more veteran teams in the league. They're a mature team. Even the young guys, the core guys, they're not anymore. Like, Matthews and Marner are not young players. They are, relatively speaking, but not in the sports world. They've been superstars in this league for a number of years, and they're all in their primes. So it's not as if you're asking for too much from Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares, William Nylander. They're all still in their primes. The depth pieces have been very evident and have really supplied a lot. Jason Spezza at 38 is still supplying a lot for this team. Wayne Simmonds is playing like he did before the injury last year. Cash has been great. He's not even in the lineup right now. It hasn't affected them the last few games. And the top four on the back end. This is a team last year that was built on the success of their top four forwards, their top four defensemen, and solid goaltending, and they're getting that again. That formula was here last year. The reason it was maybe overlooked at times was because it was in a bubble, no fans in the building, and you're playing the same teams night in, night out in the All-Canadian division. Now that it has dispersed into playing American teams, fans in the building, more of a buzz, more of a normal lifestyle, it feels like this is more legit. But really what they're doing is playing in a similar fashion to the way they were last year. They're a top 10 offensive team, top 10 defensive team, top 10 special teams. You might argue top 5 in all of those categories, and that's going to lead to a lot of wins. So they look great, and they deserve all the credit in the world because they're playing tough teams. That Colorado team is legit, and they smacked them around last night.
They did, and Austin Matthews, three-goal night, got the hat trick, the hats filtered the ice, and he's on a 4-game goal streak. Are you ready to say, look out, Leon? I mean, currently still 7 behind, but Draisaitl, he's got a 27% shooting percentage. I don't think that is necessarily sustainable, and the way that Austin Matthews can score, the way that he's scoring in multiple different areas, I mean, I think he's creeping back into this race. What do you think?
He's creeping back in. The thing is, it's not only Draisaitl. Ovechkin is obviously a guy that you got to consider here, too. I think McDavid is a guy. He had 4 points last night, McDavid. McDavid's going to stay in the race as well. I think that's who we're talking about here. I don't expect your boy, Mangiapane, to actually score 50 this year. I think he will cool off. I think you're talking Draisaitl. You're talking Ovechkin, you're talking McDavid, and then it'll be Matthews. And Matthews will be, he's red hot. What has he got, 11 in his last 15 games?
Yeah,
12 in his last 15 games? And I don't think he's going to slow down now. I would guess from today until the end of the season, he will score more goals than anyone else in the NHL. The question will be, did he get off to too cold of a start to catch the guys in the end? I'm not going to commit to that yet, but he's absolutely in the conversation. The Leafs are in the conversation for the President's Trophy. Jack Campbell's in the conversation for the Vezina. I know we're 22, 23 games into the year. I get people were concerned about the playoffs and what it means in April and May, and I don't have those answers for you. But based on what we've seen and what we have right now and living in the moment in the regular season, this team is rocking, and they got a they got a lot of really positive things going for them.
In conversation with Brian Hayes, host of Overdrive, and he'll have Sheldon Keefe on the show later tonight as well at 4:20. So make sure you tune into that tonight at 4 o'clock on 1050 and up on TSN4. But Brian, we dug up an old tweet of yours, an old tweet from the year of 2015, and it reads as follows. The Leafs versus Oilers Cup Final in 2020 is going to be epic, right? Phil Kessel voice.
This guy's such an idiot here.
That is what you tweeted in 2015. Now, I'll give you a pass on the year since, you know, no one
COVID.
Foresaw.
How was I supposed to know brother?
Right. No one foresaw a pandemic. So we'll give you the pass on the year. But, I mean, does that really seem that far-fetched now to you, a Leafs-Oilers Cup final?
I think it's within the realm of possibility, yeah. I mean, I was picking winners 6 years ago on Twitter, Els brother. You want to talk about me finding a streak? That was a winning tweet 6 years ago. I would obviously love to see it. I couldn't imagine a better cup final. Like, put the Leafs in the cup final, first time in our lifetime, first time in a lot of people's lifetime.
It's McDavid.
As we know, since 67. But if you could pick one opponent, it would absolutely be Edmonton. It would be absolutely be McDavid. And it would be spectacular. I mean, the idea of that, those two balls falling and both connecting and seeing it happen, it's far-fetched. It's a possibility because they're both going to the dance. They're both playoff teams. They're both very good teams, and they're going to have a chance. But they also have a recent history of choking out in the playoffs, which is concerning. Is the Leafs choke out, the Oilers choke out. But if I was hedging my bets and you gave me an opportunity to have one of the two make the cup final, I would feel a lot more comfortable about that today than I have at any point since that tweet was sent out in 2015. So it's a possibility, as remote as it might be, but they're both really good, and they're being, you know, led by the best players in the league, and they filtered out with some quality depth, and I like where the Leafs are at, and I definitely like where the Oilers are at too.
Yeah, I think they play in a couple of weeks as well when the Leafs go out west, so we'll get to watch that showdown go down in just a couple of weeks here. Hazy B, really appreciate you joining us here today.
Al's brother, anything for you, buddy. We'll catch you at 4 o'clock.
Absolutely. We will chat then. Hazy.